Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Pesachim Daf Mem Tes and the Oizva Adur edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting in the two dots in the bottom of Daf Mem Chesed Amud Beis. So in the middle of the sugi of the discussion, the Rabbi also wanted to say that not only Shechita can be done on Shabbos, Shechita of Korban Pesach, but also the Mechshirei Shechita, also all the preparations for it, also could be done on Shabbos. So says the Gemara Tani, it says in the Braiser, Blozo Imer Keshim Shechita Doichis Shabbos, Kach Mechshir Shechita Doichim Shabbos, the Bol Doichis Shabbos. Says the Gemara Tani, Tessam Dalef, Omer Lo Rebbe Akivos, Rebbe brings answers back, Lo Remarte B'Shechita Sheyiv Shel Asoyis Meyav Shabbos, Shechita you can't do before. So therefore, it's Doichis Shabbos. To Imer Mechshir Shechita, Sheyiv Shel Asoyis Meyav Shabbos, but the Mechshir that could be done Meyav Shabbos, ain't Doichis Shabbos, that will not be Doichis Shabbos. Omer Lo Blezer, Imer Yitzibur Yuchichu, He'll bring you a riot. When you bring korbanos to Shabbos, korban atomi that you bring on Shabbos, the imurim, the fat of the korban, you can wait for Moitzi Shabbos to put on the mizbeach. But the din is you could put it on the mizbeach on Shabbos itself. Now the imurim will consider to be machshir mitzvah because the korban is kosher without the imurim, and still you could do it on Shabbos. Mali machshir shchita lifnei shchita, mali machshir shchita la'achar shchita. What's the difference between the imurim that come after the korban? Or the preparation of the korban that comes before. The same way you say that not only the shechita can be done on Shabbos, but also the machshirim that come after. So that's why the same way I say that whatever shechita I can do on Shabbos, I can do the preparation before also on Shabbos. Omer Bekivo, ma la machshir shechita la'achar shechita doichis haShabbos, shekvar doichis shechita es haShabbos. So there, the shechita was already doichis Shabbos. Once Shabbos is nitcha, once Shabbos was pushed over, so I let you finish this activity. You want that the machshir shchita before shchita happened, before there was a nitcha of Shabbos, will be doichis Shabbos that we don't say. Another taino, if you do it before shchita, maybe the korban will be pasul, and then you did all the machshir shchita for no reason. But when you're doing it after the shechita, you're doing it to the machshirim, the imurim that come after the korban, so you already know for sure that there was dichui of Shabbos, so therefore you can continue. Says the Gemara, Gabei Tinuk Ma'islach. Now the same machlokes we have regarding shechita, we have also regarding brismila. That's in Masechet Shabbos. The brismila is doichis Shabbos according to everyone. Question is, what about machshirei mila? Can you do that on Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar says yes, and Rabbi Akiva says no. What will be the taina over there? We are Bekiva that says the reason Machshir is not Doiche because maybe the Shechit will be Pasul. Says the Gemara, the same thing you can say by Milo. Shema Yech Le'atinuk. Maybe the baby will turn sick or become yellow, for example. Fitting to Doiche to Shabbos, but Milo, if you do the Machshir before and then the Milo will be pushed over, so you'll do Chilu Shabbos for no reason. Says the Gemara, Yisiv, once they asked, are you Mizbeach Shenofel B'Shabbos? Harei Einoi Royal Livnoi Smet Moil. I mean, Rabbi Akiva says that any machshir that I could do Be'er Shabbos, that I can do on Shabbos. Mashal, the machshir that I cannot do on Erev Shabbos, that you agree should be done on Shabbos. So what about if the Mizbeach got broken on Shabbos? According to Rabbi Akiva, you'll be able to fix it on Shabbos because I couldn't do it before? Answers the Gemara, according to the Girsa of Rabbi Chaim, Min Mizbeach Hoy Livnoi Smet Mol. You're right. This Mizbeach right now, I can't build it before. Technically, it didn't break before. But could I build the Mizbeach on Erev Shabbos in general? The answer is yes. So I mean, it's not a din to do it on Shabbos. Just right now, I have no choice. That Rabbi Akiva says you can't do on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, whatever I cannot do on Shabbos, I could do on Shabbos, is things I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. The only time to do it is on Shabbos. Hagatzucho, think to yourself, someone who has a wart that grew on Shabbos. Here you can't come before Shabbos, it just grew on Shabbos. Same answer. There's no din to cut the wart on Shabbos. If it would be before, you'd be able to cut before. So now that I can do before, that's not a reason to allow you to do it on Shabbos. Hagat, a similar idea. Shechal yoyim shvi sheloi biyudalit shechal b'Shabbos. A person who's tummy and needs a sprinkle, and the seventh day falls on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. So now I couldn't do it the day before. I can't do it. Well, there's no din on this day to do that Zoy on Shabbos. So all Rabbi Akiva is saying is, whatever the only day I could do this Shabbos, and I can do before regardless of the circumstance, so that you could do on Shabbos, that's Doichis Shabbos. Something that in theory you could do before, just technically I couldn't do it because I wasn't ready, that you cannot do on Shabbos. Halacha da'azuk de mishno im mosayim mevi moi chagigo. Together with the Korban Pesach comes the Chagiga. It's called Chagiga Yudal. It comes together with the Korban Pesach. And we'll see in the Gemara why you bring this Korban Chagiga, the extra carbon that comes with the Korban Pesach. Bezman Shuba Bechoil Betaro Uve Bemuot. It has to be during the weekday night on Shabbos. It has to be done with Taro. And now when the people are Tomei, but because they're a majority, you still bring Korban Pesach even though they're Tomei. Uve Bemuot does not allow Korban Pesach to feed everybody, so you have to bring Korban Chagiga. But Bezman Shuba Beshabbos, if it's coming on Shabbos, you can't bring Korban Chagiga there on Shabbos. Bemirubio, there's a lot of Korban Pesach to feed everybody. Or Vetumo, you're pushing away the Tumo, ain't Mirim Chagiga, then you don't bring Chagiga. Kadidas the Mishto, Chagiga, Isobo, Minatsoin, Minaboker, different than Korban Pesach that comes only from sheep. Here it comes also from the larger animals. Minakvosim, Umenaizim, from sheep and goats. Minaschorim, Minakavus, male and female. Korban Pesach comes only from male. Venechel, Shnei Yomi, Velaila Echo, then you can eat it for 2 days and one night. You can bring chagigas abarser from meiser. Meaning, when a person has meiser beheima, they need to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. So from there, you can bring chagigas abarser. You see from here, there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to bring korban chagiga of yudalit. It's also a reshus. If you want, you can bring it. Because we have a din, anything which is a chayva, which is an obligation, you can't bring for the meiser. You can like use the meiser to pay for your obligations. But something which is not an obligation, you can use the ma'aser for it. You eat the chagiga first. Why? And this explains why we bring korban chagiga to begin with. Because I want the pesach to be eaten when a person is full. When a person is not too hungry. What's the poor point? Why does the pesach have to eat l'soiva? Eat it when you're hungry. If he's going to be too hungry, he's going to eat not only the meat, but he's going to break the bone as well. I don't want him to come to a challenge. He has to try to eat the meat from the bone. Let him fill up himself before, and the Korban Pesach will come at the end. Chagiga that comes with the Pesach, you don't eat it for 2 days and a night. You know, only for that night, together with Korban Pesach, whenever the Korban Pesach needs to be burned, which means right, when the morning comes, so also Chagiga has to be burned. What do you mean? We just learned in the Mishnah, Chagiga is eating for 2 days and a night, while Korban Pesach is only Chatzos. So why could you say they're burned together? Answers the Gemara, if they're together on the table, then you have to get rid of them together. Why? Because it's a chashash that maybe the Pesach and the Chagiga got mixed up with each other. So there the din is that you have to get rid of the Pesach and the Chagiga at the same time. And the Gemara says that Tavshim Oilim Imoy Lashim Al Shulchan Tzichim Nisbar Imoy. Because the din is that any food that came with the Korban Pesach needs to get rid, you have to burn it together with the Pesach. Because maybe a piece of the Korban Pesach is with the other Tavshilim. So anything that was on the table. Omar Beisi Hador, this teaches you, Ahim Da Ochil Choyvitz, someone who ate Melchik, Choyvitz means cheese, Ubedaito Mechol Kopat, and he wants to eat a piece of meat, he has to get rid of the bread. The bread which is on the table together with the cheese, you have to remove that as well when he brings the meat on the table. Because maybe there's a piece of cheese in the bread, similar to what we said over here regarding Korban Pesach. Halacha Yizok de Mishto. HaPesach sheshochtoi shelo lishmoi b'Shabbos chayav lo chatos. Yishach to Korban Pesach shelo lishmoi, the Pesach is posel. So if someone did it on Shabbos, it's chayav chatos for doing a shechito, and it's a melacha on Shabbos. V'shar kol ezvochim sheshochto l'shem Pesach. He has all the korbanos, and he did l'shem Pesach. Im einam ru'uyim chayov. If they're not roy to be a korban Pesach, meaning they're not 1 year old, a male, a sheep, so then he's chayov because he did something which is not roy. He took a different korban, which is not supposed to be korban Pesach. He made it for korban Pesach. So this korban is not supposed to come on Shabbos. He's oivrei sederais, so bring a shechting on Shabbos. Im ru'uyim, but if it's roy to be a korban Pesach, it's the right age, size, type. Ablozo mechayev chatos, yabshua poiter. Ablozo says you chayev chatos, because still he made a mistake. Yabshua says he's poiter, why? Because he's considered to be tov b'dvar mitzvah. What's a tov b'dvar mitzvah? Someone has in mind, he needs to do a mitzvah, he made a mistake, and he did something else, which looks like the mitzvah, you're poiter for korban chatos in that case. So here it was a legitimate mistake. It's a sheep. It's a 1 year old, it's a male. So he thought it's the Korban Pesach. That's called Torah Dvar Mitzvah on your potter. Omar Ablozor, so Ablozor told Rabbi Yeshua, Mayim HaPesach Shuhum Mutor Lishmoy, Keshashin Yishmoy Chayov. Korban Pesach, you allow a Shechter on Pesach. But if he did the wrong thought, he's Chayov. Zvachim Shem Asuyim Lishmoy, Zvachim, you're not supposed to bring on Shabbos. Talk about Nedarim and Nedavis. Because you shouldn't have shmon and you didn't shechayev when you change it, of course, it will be chayev. You're not supposed to bring it to begin with. We're talking about Korah Pesach. He thought about something which is not supposed to come today. So he's thinking Korah Pesach and he's thinking for Shlomim. Why are you bringing Shlomim on Shabbos? So therefore he's chayv. But the other Zvachim we're talking about, he's bringing a korban and he thinks it's the Korah Pesach and he has his mind of Korah Pesach. So he's considered to be Tavid Var Mitzvah because he thinks that's what he's supposed to do right now. Emur Tzibur over here means what's Omur Batzibur, meaning the korbanos that you're supposed to bring for Tzibur, like korban tomit. Shem utarim lishmon, if you bring it lishmon, it's you're supposed to bring it on Shabbos. Va'ashoyche lishmon chayav, if someone else took a different korban and had in mind to do korban tomit, he's going to be chayav. And here Rabbi Yeshua will agree. What's the difference? Omur Rabbi Yeshua, l'mamar tabim rei Tzibur, sheyesh lem kitzvah. There's a certain limit of what you have to bring. Korban tomit, you're bringing two a day, not more. So if he brought another korban, what did he bring? Why did he make that mistake? That's not a legitimate Tavid Var Mitzvah. Why should he think he needs to bring another korban if it's a very limited amount you need to bring? But a korban Pesach, there's no limit. Everybody in Amish has to bring a korban Pesach. So it's more a legitimate mistake that he's Tavid Var Mitzvah. He thought this was also a korban Pesach. Meir argues in this concept, he says, no, if someone took a different korban and had in mind for korban tomid, which is supposed to come on Shabbos, he's going to be potter, he's also considered to be Tovah Dvar Mitzvah. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes.